This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have to go a little bit in the fourth hour here. Rainbow Snitch has decided to completely convert to Islam. We just showed major Muslim feminine marches where they put the hijabs on. They want to do it. Now, you understand in Somalia, they're sold on the slave block. Genitals are cut off just to prove solidarity. And then you also are going to wear a full hijab for the rest, or full burqa for the rest of your lives. Is this what you want for Islam? You promise this is what you want. Turn my mic on.
I will do it today for standing in solidarity with women that are in America that are Muslim. Because you know what? There's just so much xenophobic racist. I will wear the hijab.
Why do you think that they don't see that as an outside threatening society to women? Why do you think they accept it, or why do you accept it so much?
Because Donald Trump is a racist xenophobic, and because...
Okay, I got it. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Allah, 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 Mahalah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Are you ready? Praise the Muslim. Allah. Aha, yes. Good female. Well, she is learning well, ladies and gentlemen. Aha, how do you like your new? By the way, you're not allowed to drive car now. By the way, you're not allowed to go out without permission. And you must accept the way now. Are you ready?
Allah Akbar!
This is good. Did you see the Imam of Jerusalem? The West is weak, your women are ours. Are you looking forward to being under Islamic Jihad?
I'm looking forward to Muslims being able to all come to America. Every single Muslim, regardless of if they're a member of ISIS, regardless if they're a Muslim, regardless if they're from Iraq, Syria.
Why can't I go to those countries and practice Christianity or proselytize? Why don't I have rights over there?
They have a right to speak their voice in their country. You don't have a right as a white male trying to come in there and be an imperialist to come and speak in their countries for them. You don't have the right to do that.
Do you like... Because Estee Lauder and all these other big groups are like having, or you name it, like big Islamic Jihad type deals there in Paris. Would you like to be on the fashion show? In fact, why don't you fashion show, walk around a little bit in front of the camera. Here's our Islamic fashion show. Go ahead. Hala, hala, maha, hala, hala, hila, panyanga, putu, hala. Hala, 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 Hillary, we love you. Oh, so stylish. Oh, so good. We like a burkini, too. And we want you to know that we do it for you. Is that good? Is that good singing?
Yes.
You just showed your head. You need to be caned? You know under Islam, if you get raped, it's your fault. You go to jail, right?
You know what? I don't really know. All I know is that you're a racist. That's all I know.
Well, that's really.
Because that's all I know. That's all.
Who is this? Who is this? Ever seen him? Who's that?
Huh? He's a racist! Racist! Xenophobic Hitler reincarnate!
Ah!
It's everything a woman is oppressed by. He is what women are oppressed by.
Do the women look oppressed in his family?
Yes, they do. His daughter looks oppressed of them all.
The hundreds of millions of dollars is really oppressed right now?
Yes.
She's not wearing a hijab. She, like, flies around her own helicopter.
Because she's a racist, xenophobic as well. That's why she won't wear a hijab. That's why I'm wearing a hijab, to stand in solidarity with our Muslim brothers and sisters and the sort.
All right, listen. I want to thank you, Rainbow Snitch, for coming in, or Rainbow Snack or whatever, Rainbow Hillary for coming in. Hey, double rainbow. Put it back on. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, have you caned? God, but that's to defend women. We're going to come back with Dead and Night straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, your phone calls. This is the InfoWar. Stay with us. Listen, don't ever take that off again or else you'll be sent to a slave.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Crucified! Now that's the West, crucified. Certainly not for the sins we've been accused of. All right, every night's taking over. I covered a lot of the news today. There's been a lot that's broken since at InfoWars.com. We're not into being victims here. It's one of our biggest faults is we don't make a big deal out of it when we're getting more and more censored on Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. Roger Stone's been banned. I went in to find a bunch of videos because the New York Times was asking about them. They were saying, we can't find this one that had like, 14 million views, and I was looking for it. They deleted it. The last few weeks, they deleted a bunch of our viral videos, so they are now just officially just gone. So they can see an algorithm. Oh, something's already had 5 million or 10 million or 14 million views. They just bloop. They don't tell you even why. It's just bloop. Gone. So they've announced they're going to crack down with the censorship. They've announced it's coming out now. And so for me, I just want to tell myself, not that I'm on some high horse, I have my own problems. The rest of the crew, we should make a big deal about the censorship. Trump only gets negative comments in his Twitter now. They're really pulling some big stuff. Reddit censors pro-Trump content in new crackdown. Reddit joins Facebook to control public opinion online. Reddit is banning the vast majority of pro-Donald Trump posts from appearing on its most popular page. This is the key, folks. Frequented by new users, the online discussion website announced it was clamping down on what would appear to be popular by showing visitors only popular posts from hand-picked categories. See, it's the same thing they're doing with Trump's Twitter or my Twitter now. They want to make us feel alone, not let us organize, not let us meet each other. Well, when Alexa did stuff like this 2 years ago, delisting our ratings, they turned themselves into an untrusted source. So the Donald has been the most popular thing on Twitter. So now they're just trying to block again the posts that are on there or letting negative posts that are on the Donald show up at the top. So this is all being announced. This is all being done. And it's a form of conditioning, too. They say, hey, join with us, be anti-Donald Trump on your news site or your show. We'll let you go to the top. Well, nobody's going to do that, Reddit. Just like dig, you're digging your own grave. But we need to really strategize, not just as an info war, but as a crew, as an audience, as activists. What are we going to do to counter this? Well, the first thing is expose it's happening. Expose it's going on and let everybody know it's going on so we're all aware it's happening so we're not demoralized. We just won this election. In every major country that has a vote against globalism, nationalists are winning. Small businesses are exploding. Americana is on the rise. So all the metrics show we're winning. But realize, they're going to game that to make you feel alone. Well, the Liberty Movement already for 50 years was in the dark, kept alone, demonized, attacked. We've now got more attention and more support than we never had. The globalists are all based on fads and feeling good and creating big snowball effects to get their movement going because it's a hoax. It's a fraud. It's only skin deep. The Liberty Movement comes from the deep, dark places that have been suppressed. We come from places of nothing but pure will and doing the right thing and the rediscovery of what made us great. So their attempt to socially shun us, to blackball us, to put us in electronic ghettos is only going to make us that much stronger. But for all the new minds and all the new people that have unshuttered their consciousness and are waking up, this is meant to intimidate them to feel alone. That's why Matt Drudge is so right. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com, other news sites that are pro-America, pro-human, pro-freedom, go there and comment. Go there and speak to friends. Go there and spread links. And yes, there's bots and attacks going on there as well. This is an attempt to make you feel alone through peer pressure, to make you feel like you don't actually stand for something, so you give up and roll over. When the opposite is happening. This is a war on individual action and individual statements and individual consciousness, and it will fail. So please support the broadcast. Please get the limited edition Donald Trump lowers for M4s that are completely legal and lawful, that have a laser etched Trump Victory 1776 Reborn. Get the new Caveman Paleo formula. Get the new products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. And know that you are funding not just the tip of the spear, but the spearhead itself. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now to David Knight from the studio right next door to me and the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you, Alex. You know, you're talking about censorship. I remember, interestingly enough, when Amazon was selling the e-books, one of the in the very early days, all of a sudden everybody that had bought Orwell's 1984, their books just disappeared because they wanted to change something about it. They flushed it down the memory hole. How perfect that that would be the first book that they do. But we have to understand that whenever we put our stuff out there in the hands of other organizations, like we put things on YouTube in the hands of Google, that they're going to try to flush it down the memory hole. And as you just pointed out, as Alex Jones just pointed out, there's a lot of different ways they can do that. I want to take a look at some of the things that they did this last weekend in terms of trying to spin what Donald Trump said. One of the first things I think was interesting, caught my attention this weekend, was the Daily Mail. And what they did was they did an article and they said, "Unfounded father, Trump takes Thomas Jefferson quote out of context to bash the media during a campaign-style rally in Florida." And I thought, really? Oh, that got my attention with that headline. So I took a look at it. And they said, this was taken out of context. Trump said he hoped to speak without the filter of fake news. And what he said was, "Our greatest presidents have fought with the media and have called them out oftentimes on their lies. He said, in fact, Thomas Jefferson said, nothing can be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Well, that's true, isn't it? You shouldn't believe it just because it's in the newspaper. See, the real danger to our country, to our society, is that people would believe it simply because it's in the New York Times or the Washington Post or whatever. Because of the credentials of these papers that they have built up themselves, then those papers automatically have credibility because of their credentials. No, you don't believe them simply because they argue from a position of quote-unquote authority. But here's the actual quote, and they actually put it in the article a couple of paragraphs down. And I want you to take a listen to this and see if you think that Trump took this out of context. I don't think he did. The actual quote, they say, is this. This is Thomas Jefferson. He said, it is a melancholy truth that a suppression of the press could not more completely deprive the nation of its benefits than is done by its abandoned prostitution to falsehood. So in other words, these people are destroying their own credibility, so we don't want to add to it by censorship. Now, he goes on. When he talks about the prostitute media, the prostitutes to falsehood. And, of course, Skype has literally made that come true. We pointed that out as we saw divorce proceedings that literally, as they've split up, the husband and wife team that were to be the final arbiters of all truth, along with their cats, as they went through a bitter divorce, it emerged that he had a dominatrix and somebody working currently as a call girl who were key in the organization in terms of vetting what's true and what's not. So literally they are the prostitute media. But let's go on with this. He went on to say, Jefferson said, nothing can now be believed which is seen in a newspaper. Truth itself becomes suspicious by being put into that polluted vessel. See, understand, they keep trying to imply.
That didn't run down what Trump said. That only certified it even more what he was saying.
Exactly. They keep trying to imply that Trump is trying to suppress the media, but instead he's calling for independent expression, and that's what he's exercising, Alex, when he goes to these meetings, meeting with the people, speaking to them directly, whether it's Twitter, whether it's the rally in Melbourne, Florida. He is speaking to them directly because he's saying, look, you can't even believe this stuff. If it's in the newspaper, it taints even the truth if it appears in the newspaper. And that's precisely what Jefferson was saying. Absolutely. And we have to also say that one of the reasons that they are so upset about everything is because this impinges on their monopoly. See, places like the New York Times or the Washington Post don't have a monopoly on, certainly not on the truth, but they don't have a monopoly on free speech either. But they have had a monopoly with the White House press corps. These selected individuals have established a kind of trade guild there in the White House press corps. And one of the things that made them so angry was that Donald Trump wanted to expand this, to have greater freedom of the press, greater freedom of expression, not suppression of speech. And that's what gets these people so upset. Now, I want to take a look at another thing that came out, of course, over the weekend. We have an article up on Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson that expands on this. But one of the things that they came after Trump for was he's talking about terror in Sweden. And when they started attacking him, I thought, seriously, we have reported about the rise in crime, especially the rise in crime with rapes committed in Sweden with the migrant communities. We've reported about that for years. And I put that out along with an interview that happened on Friday night, I believe, on Tucker Carlson. And later it emerged that Trump mentioned, I think, that he was actually referring to that particular interview. We'll talk about that in a moment. But when I tweeted this out, I said, really, there's no Sweden terror attacks? Is terror only when you've got one person attacking many people, or can it be the explosion of rapes by refugees? But, of course, that doesn't count, say, the government and the press. And one individual tweeted back to me and said, no, you have to be a card-carrying member of a specific group in order for it to count as a terrorist attack. But what happened on Friday night was Tucker Carlson was talking to a man, Horowitz, who was filming doing a documentary about precisely what we've been talking about for years, about the increased number of rapes in Sweden. And Horowitz said this. He said, Sweden consider themselves as humanitarian superpower, perhaps the only kind of superpower they could possibly qualify for. So they want to open up their borders to everyone and anyone. From the onset of the refugee crisis, there was a surge in gun violence and rape He said the statistics are very clear, and we've been reviewing those statistics with you on a regular basis here at InfoWars. And, of course, that was a documentary filmmaker, and he said the Swedish government is trying to cover up the refugee crisis. They're trying to cover up what I'm doing. And today we've got an article from Paul Joseph Watson that points out one town, and we'll talk about this more when we come back because we're about to run out of town, one town which he ironically calls culturally enriched Malmo, because now that one town is about 90% Muslim, is the most dangerous city in Western Europe. And we have the statistics
to prove it. This is the story of a shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end. my only friend.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And yes, my friends, this is the end. If we don't understand what the end game is with these globalist leaders who are lying to us. And we saw this in the wake of Donald Trump's comments about Sweden terror. Immediately you had current and former politicians in Sweden say, what is he talking about? And everybody started mocking it on Twitter. And I pointed out on my Twitter feed, Libertarian, I said, no, this is what he's talking about. You don't have to have a situation where one individual runs down and kills 84 people and injures another 100 like they did in Germany. But, of course, Angela Merkel also said this weekend, Muslim migration is not a problem. We don't have to worry about vetting these people, even though we just had that attack. And we had many, many others going on. That was the largest one. But, of course, we're having these things happening all the time. And we've been talking for a long time about how the incidence of rape, especially in Sweden, has skyrocketed. And we've got this article from Paul Joseph Watson today, Culturally Enriched Malmo. Sweden is the most dangerous city in Western Europe. 43% foreign population brings soaring crime and murder. And he talks about how immediately after Trump made this statement, there was an onslaught of propaganda claiming that mass migration had no negative effect on Sweden, including a Sky News report in the UK that asserted, quote, Sweden's crime rate has fallen since 2005, despite the country taking in hundreds of thousands of immigrants from war-torn countries such as Iraq and Syria. And again, folks, if we're going to say that we're going to go into these seven countries, that we're going to send troops, we're going to drop bombs, we're going to be in a constant state of war with at least seven countries, and we don't have to worry about anybody who's coming in from those countries. We don't have to do any vetting to make sure that we're not bringing in enemy combatants. So there is this cognitive dissonance that I don't understand why the grassroots of the left, I understand why the people at the top, both Republican and conservative, want to see this happen. But why can't the left, who used to oppose war, who used to oppose wanton murder, why can't they question the existence of these wars to start with, rather than just saying we're going to bring everybody in without seeing if they're people that are dangerous? I mean, either these people are not dangerous. If they're going to bring everybody in without vetting, then they're not dangerous and we shouldn't be bombing them or sending any troops there. If we are sending troops there, then maybe we ought to see if the people who we're bringing in are the enemy. Wouldn't that be a good idea? I mean, why can't we take a look at this? But anyway, this article from Paul Joseph Watson goes on to say that this particular city, which is 90% Muslim, Malmo, has a murder index of 3.4 when homicides per 100,000 inhabitants are taken into account. Now, how does that compare to other places? Remember, 3.4 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants. Places like Paris, 1.8. London, 1.3. Copenhagen, 1.1. Berlin, 1.0. He points out mass riots, torching of vehicles, sexual assaults have become routine in Malmo and other cities since Sweden opened its doors to mass migration. It's now being called Sweden's Chicago. And again, 90% Muslim, 43% of the population are from a foreign background now. So this is amazing that they would come after Trump and say, what are you talking about? You're absolutely crazy. No, we understand what's going on. We understand that this really isn't about humanitarian refugees that we're trying to bring in, because we could take a look at the war and stop that war if we wanted to. No, this is about a replacement of populations, about making sure that you bring in people who are not vetted, bring them in sufficient number that they're not going to assimilate, bring them in with a culture and a religion that does not want to assimilate, and that way you can have a divide and conquer civil war easily within your country. We've been talking about that for a very long time. And, of course, this last weekend we had John McCain attack Donald Trump. And Rand Paul came back after him saying that the nation is very lucky that we didn't get McCain. He said McCain's comments are driven by his personal dispute over foreign policy. He said they're at odds because McCain supports the widespread deployment of U.S. troops to protect and promote American interests abroad, while he characterized Trump's views as closer to a realpolitik approach to foreign policy. And this is what Rand Paul said on ABC yesterday. He said everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump, and it should be taken with a grain of salt, because John McCain's the guy who advocated for war everywhere. He would bankrupt the nation. We're lucky John McCain is not in charge, because I think we'd be in perpetual war. Well, you know, we were in perpetual war during Obama's administration. He was the first American president who was at war for 8 years, his entire administration. And not only was he at war for his entire 8 years that he was in office, but he expanded the number of wars that he inherited from George W. Bush from 4 to 7. Now, the clock is ticking, and I hope we don't have another president. I hope that Donald Trump, and he has indicated certainly he wants to defeat ISIS. Hopefully he will do that, but I hope we don't have a situation where Donald Trump is at war for 8 years and expands the number of countries that we're at war with. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of the hour here. Before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know that, yes, it now has sold out, the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. I'm sad to see that because I only got one tube of it. I had missed it the first time out, and I tried it, and we were going to stock up more on it. But you can still sign up on the waiting list. And I'll tell you what, this is the best toothpaste I've ever used by far. And I'm not saying that just because we're selling this. I'm honest with you. And it has things in it. Besides peppermint oil that make your mouth taste fresh and everything, it's got iodine, nano silver. You're not going to find any other toothpaste that has that in it. And, of course, it doesn't have harmful fluoride in it. I've found that it keeps my mouth fresher for much longer. So that's something we're going to sign up for on the waiting list. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is now sold out. But we have another new product that I'm also very enthusiastic about, and that's Caveman, the new paleo formulation by InfoWars Life. And as I said, I really like the taste of it, especially if you do it up as a smoothie. I did that this weekend, put it in with some bananas and some other things. But it's a bone broth. It's got other things like turmeric root, chaga mushroom, seven total primal superfoods, and a great-tasting formula. That's a lot of very powerful nutrients that you get in a bone broth. And as I mentioned last week when I was talking about it, my wife at Thanksgiving time will do a bone soup that we have after we've got turkey carcass that's left over, and makes a great soup out of that. And we know how helpful that is for us to have a bone soup. You get that marrow that's down in it. That's why they make a bone broth. Well, this is something that you can do, and do it kind of like a chocolate milkshake. It's a great way to get these supplements. It's a unique formulation in Caveman that combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science and ancient nutrition. It increases and maximizes your benefits. So this is something that is going to be a regular thing on our list, and I'm going to stock up on it before it runs out like the toothpaste. Again, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Just been introduced. That's Caveman, the ultimate new paleo formulation by InfoWars Life. A couple of interesting things I want to get to before we get to what happened with Pence in NATO. And it is kind of interesting to see what he is saying in NATO, as well as with the EU. We're kind of getting some mixed signals here from Vice President Pence that doesn't really sound like Donald Trump, doesn't sound like Ted Malik, the guy that's been tipped to be the EU ambassador. I hope he is the EU ambassador. Ted Malik would be an excellent choice. But I want to take a look at also Trump meeting with the finalist to replace General Flynn as National Security Advisor. But before we get to that, there was a couple of interesting things I thought happened over the weekend. Of course, we've talked about Louis Farrakhan. Alex Jones mentioned it, Louis Farrakhan having the rally where they're chanting Allahu Akbar. We also had Chelsea Clinton at a rally in Times Square attending the IMA Muslim II rally. There you go. Aren't you glad that the Clintons didn't win? I got to say, you know, I've got my disagreements with some things that Donald Trump does domestically. He is a great breath of fresh air against globalism. But I tell you what, everything that Hillary Clinton did, there's not a single thing I agreed with him on. And to see this picture of this rally where they're all holding a woman in a hijab that's got an American flag that's turned into a hijab. And when I look at that picture, I zoom in on that picture there. Look at that picture. Think about the cognitive dissonance of that. The fact that you've got that symbol of the suppression and the subjugation of women, and it's made out of an American flag. I mean, I just can't get my head around that. No pun intended. That is something. Might as well just go full burqa with an American flag. Why not? Okay. Let's just not even worry about what that means. Also, we had, as you remember, the end of last week, we had the day without immigrants, and as Breitbart points out, that has now transitioned into a life without a job. And I found my daughter said she had a friend who had a parent who was a manager at a Chick-fil-A, and said she had a lot of people who just didn't show up for work.
I know. What's it's up? Teleprompter free. David's doing a great job. I want to shoot a video on that Thomas Jefferson thing. Can I steal that from you?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Where is it?
Go for it. It's on the floor, right down there.
That's what I do.
Yeah, go for it.
After you kind of chew on it, you throw it on the ground.
That's right. Get out of my way. I got so many papers on my desk, I just throw them on the ground. Go for it. That's an amazing quote, how they twisted that to make Thomas Jefferson say it sound like there's some disagreement there. And he's talking about...
said worse than what Trump said.
Exactly.
Trump called them whores. Thomas Jefferson called you whores.
That's right. That's right. Well, he's not talking about suppressing freedom of speech. And he's out there expressing himself directly to the people. That was the key thing that
disagreeing
didn't.
Disagreeing is suppression.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we look at what happened with this day without immigrants. The same thing. This is one person had a bar, a business, I Don't Care Bar and Grill, in Catoosa, Oklahoma. And he had a lot of employees who just didn't bother to show up and didn't call him. And the same thing happened to parents of a friend of my daughter's. And they said they were working at Chick-fil-A. And they said all these people just didn't show up. And we were, you know, could barely carry on with it because they didn't give us any notification. And my wife and I ran some retail businesses. And I got to say that just like this guy, he has a policy of no call, no show, no job. It's just that simple. If you've got a retail business and people, we understand, people are going to have issues. They're going to have car problems or they're going to be sick or whatever. But if you don't call anybody and tell them that you're not coming in, call them and tell them you're not coming in because you're protesting something or whatever. If you don't tell anybody that you're not going to be there and the business doesn't open up or the business can't handle it because they've only got one employee that showed up for the entire shift, that can put a business out of business. If people show up and your store is shuttered, they think you have closed if it's normal working hours. So that is something. And we also found that when we gave people who didn't have the consideration let us know that they weren't coming, we found out when we gave them a second chance, they would do it a second time or a third time. And so that just became our policy, just like he did there. So what he sent out was a text message to fire the workers. He said, "You and your family are fired. I hope you enjoyed your day off. Now you can enjoy many more because you don't have a job." To me, that is just absolutely amazing. But we also have another amazing story here. Of course, we've reported about what's going on with Fukushima. Here we are 6 years after the initial event. Radiation levels are rising. They're sending these robots in to try to see what's been breached, what is leaking, and so forth. And now we've had a second robot break down in just 2 weeks. As it's looking at the record high radiation levels. This is now the seventh robot to have broken down while investigating Fukushima's nuclear reactor. So understand that even though we have these DARPA projects that say, oh, we're not really working on robots that we're going to use as autonomous killing machines against the general public. No. We just want to have these robots so that we can go in and take care of disasters like we have at Fukushima. And yet the robots are dying from the radiation. A TEPCO spokeswoman told Fizz.org that they don't yet know whether it was radiation or debris that stopped the most recent robot. But this is the second robot in 2 weeks, the seventh robot since this happened 6 years ago. Last week, the one that died, it was radiation. The camera was fried by record high levels of radiation. So when I look at this, and we got these environmentalists who are telling us, and I've actually went to a fair where they were talking about solar power, because although I don't think that solar power is going to meet our needs or even come close to it in terms of the grid, I'm all for getting off of the grid. I'm all for decentralization of electrical power, just like I'm for decentralization of political power, because when you centralize electrical power production, you are centralizing political control of people as well. So I was looking for solar power to use in my home, and I was absolutely amazed to find a tent where these environmentalists, the so-called environmentalists, are just singing the praise of nuclear power. You've got to be kidding. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, this was post-Fukushima, of course. And I have to say that no matter how much carbon you've got in a plant, it isn't going to kill a robot. And I don't care if you're talking about carbon monoxide or you're talking about carbon dioxide, it's not going to kill a robot. Carbon dioxide is what we all breathe, and of course they want fewer of us. They don't realize that it's what plants need. We have that perfect symbiotic relationship that was created by God between plants and animals. They want to pretend doesn't exist. But when you look at nuclear power, you look at the issues of aging nuclear reactors, and of course we, after Fukushima, we had the former head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission here in the United States say we need to shut down all of our nuclear power plants until we can redesign them more safely. He was the former head of the NRC. Because what do you do with the power plants once they've been in operation for a while? Just as it is destroying these robots, it creates problems for everything else in the plant itself. And the plant itself needs to be shut down, deconstructed, and stored just like the nuclear waste. And how long does all that need to be stored? And at what cost? You see, they don't ever put those costs in their calculations to determine what the fuel costs are. They don't calculate in the end-life storage of this nuclear fuel because there's no way that you can put a dollar figure on that. How are you going to keep this stuff safe and isolated for 1,000 years or whatever? Okay? You just can't. And, of course, the spent fuel that was stored at Fukushima was a large part of what that problem was. So they're just kicking the nuclear can down the road. It's a very dangerous situation. Of course, as we're seeing, these aging nuclear power plants in the United States that have been given, in many cases, like a 25-year lease for operation, once they get to the point where they've reached their end of life, they just say, well, never mind, we're just going to arbitrarily extend that for another bit of time. Now, I want to talk now about change to subject drastically here. We had the lady who was at the center of Roe v. Wade died this last weekend, died on Saturday, Norma McCorvey. And I think it's time we need to remember what she did here, because she had a very difficult life, and she was vexed by her role that she played in this her entire life. And I just want to read you a little bit of this New American article here. She, of course, was Jane Roe in the Roe v. Wade. It was a 1973 Supreme Court case, Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion here in the United States. And this is her background here. As I point out, New American, at 21 years of age, pregnant with her third child, the first two had been given up with adoption. She sought an abortion only to find out that it was illegal here in Texas. Although she agreed to be the plaintiff in the case, Roe v. Wade, she only had a ninth grade education at the time. She admitted her lack of understanding of the situation, and in an affidavit she gave to the District Court of New Jersey in the year 2000, she said, virtually the entire basis for Roe v. Wade was built on false assumptions. No meaningful trial to determine the real facts was ever held. She said they were looking for somebody, anybody, to use to further their own agenda, and I was their most willing dupe. Her understanding of abortion was just as naive as she admits. Abortion to me meant going back to the condition of not being pregnant. And I got to say, in the early 1970s, nobody really understood what was going on with this. And as I've said many times, I didn't really understand what the issues were until we got to the point of partial birth abortion. At that point, I realized what their real agenda was. This is not a question of when does life begin. No, you had a full-term life that they were just fine killing. And we've seen that now in the case of Kermit Gosnell. We've seen them continue on with this. But going back to her case, they say, although Roe v. Wade opened wide the doors for women in every part of the country to receive abortions legally, she never had an abortion. She wound up giving her child, the third child, up for adoption, as she did the first two. But for years, she fought conflicting emotions concerning abortion. She fought the guilt for years. She said her views began to change through an array of horrific experiences within the abortion industry, as well as acquaintances within the pro-life movement, such as Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. And then in her affidavit, she said, while the experience of being Jane Roe over the past 27 years has been very difficult, my life has been filled with hardship from the beginning. Although I was an emotionally abused child and a sexually abused teenager, I believe the worst abuse was inflicted by the judicial system. In retrospect, I was exploited by two self-interested attorneys. Worse, the courts, without looking into my true circumstances and taking the time to decide the real impact of abortion would have on women, I feel they used me to justify the legalization of terminating the lives of over 35 million babies. Well, I wish we could talk to her, because that's not on her. She did everything she could, and a lot of women have been deceived. So, rest easy. All right, let's move back to politics. Let's talk about Trump. I said last week, all this talk about replacing Michael Flynn, and we saw the media coming back out again and saying, David Petraeus, David Petraeus. I said, that would be the most idiotic thing in the world if Donald Trump were to consider David Petraeus, the man who really did have national security violations, who really did throw this stuff away, who really did lie to the FBI saying that he didn't have any of these classified documents that he had given to his mistress, the man who was also not punished. But imagine if Donald Trump had replaced Michael Flynn with David Petraeus. And yet we see the media when Donald Trump said, I've got Keith Kellogg and three others that I'm looking at. They said, oh, that's got to be David Petraeus. And I said, they did the same thing when it was time when he was conducting a search for Secretary of State. You had David Petraeus go on some friendly mainstream media, and they said, well, you know, you'd be great for Secretary of State. Has Donald Trump asked you? Well, if he did, I'd just have to say yes, Mr. President. And so then they all started saying, David Petraeus is being considered for Secretary of State. I don't think he ever was. And Trump gave him a courtesy interview, had him come to the tower, said, yeah, he's very, very impressive. I mean, he always says nice things about everybody that he meets. But I, again, it's not David Petraeus. Newsflash, folks, just as I said, I don't think he's looking at David Petraeus, even though the media was throwing that out there. Because, see, the media, this is part of the political assassination. They not only wanted to get rid of Michael Flynn because he was right on the issues, because he was candid about what was happening with ISIS in Syria. That got him fired. He wasn't trying to protect himself. But they wanted to get rid of him. And then, of course, they're pushing for their own guy. Okay, now he's got, these are the four finalists. Keith Kellogg, retired three-star Army general. Former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton. I hope he's not the guy. That guy is extraordinary neocon. I don't know these other people. Lieutenant General McMaster from the Army. Lieutenant General Robert Caslin, a superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. These are the four people. Doesn't have anything to do with Petraeus. Again, we had earlier today the fact that Reddit is now censoring pro-Trump content in a new crackdown. This is a story on Infowars.com by Kit Daniel. When we look at this, we have to understand that unless we have our own outlets, and we do have outlets where we can get the news unfiltered, you can go to Infowars, you can go to other places like Daily Call or Breitbart or whatever, but outside of those areas, once we entrust our content to people like Reddit, they are going to edit it down. Maybe we need to come up with something along the side like the founders had. You know, they wrote letters directly to each other. They called it committees of correspondence. Maybe we need some kind of social media thing. We could call it ComCor, committees of correspondence. That kind of sounds 21st century, doesn't it? Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back. I want to talk about what's going on with Pence and the EU. He's saying something very different.
Is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to take a quick look at Mike Pence in Brussels. What is he saying to the EU? And also his comments regarding NATO. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we now have a new Victory Series 1, President Donald Trump, Tennessee arms 80% lower. And, of course, it has an image on it that looks very much like a combination of Donald Trump and Andrew Jackson. He's got the profile there like Andrew Jackson and the military uniform like Andrew Jackson. Again, you can get that. Normally, it would be $160. We have an introductory price of $150. This is only 1,000 pieces, a special commemorative edition of the 80% lowers that we sell from the Tennessee Arms. You can find that at InfoWars Store. Also, we have our new product, Caveman, which I mentioned earlier. A bone broth as well as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, 7 total primal superfoods in a single great tasting formula. It tastes like chocolate milk. Great tasting formula. Great way to get nutrients. And that is a new product you can find at InfoWars Life. Also, our Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste has now sold out. And that just reminds me to let you know that you can sign up for AutoShip. You sign up for AutoShip, you always get 10% discount off of everything that's on your shipment. You select the interval at which you want to be shipped, and if you have a recurring shipment of more than $50, you will get free shipping as well as the 10% off and the fact that you're not going to be out of stock on anything that you use on a regular basis. So that's one way that you can support our operation, one way that we can help to control our inventory as well. If we know what it's going to be from month to month, that's why we pass that discount along to you. Now, real quickly, in the time we got left, we see that Vice President Pence has gone to Munich, and when I look at the things that he said, it reminded me of Neville Chamberlain's meeting with Adolf Hitler in Munich. It's kind of an appeasement to the EU, and I'm just wondering if he is trying to placate them or if this is really a position to undermine Trump. I'm starting to get concerned about the things that I see Pence doing, especially since he was at the center of this political assassination against General Flynn. I still don't understand when I look at what Mike Pence said. He said, well, you know, he misled me. Flynn said he did not mislead him. And other sources have said all that happened was, as he was talking to the Russian ambassador, which was his job, folks. He didn't commit a crime doing that. As he was talking to the Russian ambassador mentioned the fact that Obama had just enacted some new sanctions and expelled 35 Russians. And he says, well, you know, we'll take a look at that in a month. Okay, or actually it was just 3 weeks at that point in time. It was 7 weeks after the election. That is not anything of any substance. And if Mike Pence should have just grown up and said, hey, it wasn't really the core of what was being talked about. It's just mentioned in passing. And then he goes on and says stuff like this. He says, General Flynn's statements were inaccurate, but we honor General Flynn's long service to the United States of America, and I fully support the president's decision to ask for his resignation. So you honor him. He's a great guy, as Donald Trump said, and we really honor and respect everything that he did. He's a great guy, and he was being used by these other people, but we fired him anyway. I just don't get it. I don't understand why that is happening. Meanwhile, he goes and says that they have unwavering support for NATO. They're pointing out in this some of these articles that Germany is only spending 1.2% of its GDP on defense. They are required by NATO to spend 2%. You know, the United States is spending 36% of all the military spending worldwide is done by the Americans. I think we have a right to say you need to pay for your own defense instead of using it for your welfare state. We're going to talk a little bit more about this tonight, and we're going to talk about the dissonance that is coming about between his commitment
unwavering commitment, Pence's unwavering commitment to the EU versus what Donald Trump has said. So join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.